Agot and Er Shabbos, we're about to begin, Be'ez Hashem, Shir number 157, with Rabbi Zelig Pliskin's Sefer on self-esteem, and other Sfarim as well. In his Sefer, there's a chapter that says you're one of a kind, and that you're unique. There's no one in the world exactly like you. You have that unique genetic makeup and unique life history. Only you have your memories. Only you have your specific thoughts that constantly flow through your mind. Therefore, your self-confidence that you work on and you exhibit is unique to yourself because no one else has the same pattern of high or low self-confidence. You're not in competition with anyone else. You don't need to know what anyone else's self-confidence level is. It's not important. Of course, if you're a teacher and a mentor, a coach, whatever it is you want to help others, you'll know. But the key really is to recognize your own level and work through what you have. So instead of feeling bad because you think someone is more self-confident than you are, you can tell yourself, just as this person has developed his self-confidence or hers, I can keep on developing my self-confidence as well. And you learn from others to work on that. Now, there are people that have an impression or give the impression that they're more self-confident than they actually are. Others appear less confident, self-confident when they are. Someone's an introvert, quiet person, makes no airs about themselves. They may have very, very high self-confidence, but they may not look the part. Some extroverts may be very outgoing and even blustery and seem to be very confident, and really inside they're not. It's hard to tell. Without entering the mind of the person and the heart of the person, you don't really truly know the ups and downs of anyone else's self-confidence. And truth is, we don't know anything about any part of a person's struggles that they have. But your own is unique. And you're on a path, if you listen to the tools given here, to greater healthy self-confidence, which is so key in Avodas Hashem. And that's very, very important to understand. Someone told Rav Zelig Pliskin, I used to think that I'm very self-confident. I was innovative, I was creative, I could speak up and manage well, even in challenging situations that many others could not handle as competently as I could. But then my self-confidence turned a major turn downward. I lost my job that I had for many years because the company went bankrupt. I quickly found a new job, and there were many duties in my new job that were new to me and I was not self-confident about. So I'm puzzled. Am I really self-confident? Or maybe I never was. And Rav Zelig Pliskin answered him that you're similar to most people. Even the most successful people in the world have their areas of self-confidence and areas of lack of self-confidence. You are sincerely and authentically self-confident in your areas and experiences. And there are many areas that you are not. So therefore, the Eitzah is to keep building yours in the areas that will be most beneficial for you. Find people who have strengths in areas that you don't have. Find ways to benefit from their knowledge and from their skills and from their strengths. And you will gain from their strengths. And they will gain from yours, actually, as well. And that is very important. One very important thing also that helps with self-confidence is to hear Hashem respond that I love you. Hashem is saying to you every moment of the day, I love you. And even if you did something wrong and you can't face Hashem, you feel bad about it, Hashem is saying, even if you did something wrong, just do tshuva, but I love you. People who have low self-confidence for a long time have developed a habit of looking in the mirror and say, I love you. It's difficult for people like that to do that. Some people don't have trouble even looking in the mirror in the first place. But with practice, it becomes easier and easier. And eventually, this looking in the mirror, saying I love you, and that it's coming from Hashem, their entire lives are transformed. There's a healing process that takes place when one does this. So he had a Zayda, Rav Zelig Pliskin. He calls him Zayda Zelig. I guess he was named after him. This Zayda Zelig studied in the yeshiva in Volozhin, And as Zayda used to say, I love you, Hashem Yisbarach. And would hear Hashem respond back, I love you, Zelig. My father was very young when he had to say Kaddish for his father. But my Zaydi Zelig's impact on my father was very powerful. My father frequently expressed his love to Hashem, even in very challenging situations. My father, Zelig Plissken's talking now, his two favorite great teachers was the Chafetz Chaim and his student Rabbi Yosef Kahneman, which is the head, who was the head of the founder of the Panevaji Yeshiva. They were his role models of the love of Hashem and loving kindness for other people. The Chafetz Chaim wrote in his classic Shmiras Halashen, the Almighty loves each person more than each person loves himself. A person can gain so much self-confidence from expressing his love to Hashem Yisbarach and hearing Hashem, the Bairei Olam, the creator of the world, the Mefarnes Olam, the sustainer of the world, is turning to you and says, I love you. This will be helpful even without saying one's name. But those who have done this have found that it works even better when you add your own name. Say your own name. Say your own name. Even when you touch the mezuzah, I love you, Hashem, my father, my king, and hear him respond, I love you, and mention your name. You don't need to imagine how much you can benefit from this habit. You can try it out for free for the next 30 days. You don't even need to touch the mezuzah. You can just look at one. And if you find this beneficial, you can try out for an entire year and keep the habit for as long as you want. And many people have found this experiment very incredibly helpful. When we increase our love and gratitude for our creator and sustainer, and our self-confidence increases, we are put into the world for a meaningful mission. And throughout our lives, our unique mission becomes clearer to us. The result brings down that the Chafetz Chaim once sent his father to Grodno on a mission to convince the Jewish owners of the factory to keep the factory closed on Shabbos. And when my father later reported his conversation to the Chafetz Chaim patted my father on the cheek and commented, you're so young and clever. And the fact that the Chafetz Chaim had confidence in my father's ability helped my father have self-confidence to succeed. The fact that we are alive means that our Creator believes in our ability to fulfill our mission's life's mission. This knowledge strengthens our own self-confidence. This yesod, what we just said now, is extremely key. It's connected to the first concept we said about you're one of a kind. Why are you one of a kind? You're one of a kind because HaKadosh Baruch Hu made you unique. It says that just like the facial expressions and the features of a face, one is not similar to the other, so to their minds, their hearts are not similar to one another. Hashem made each person unique. Unique to you. And that itself, Hashem made you that way. He wants you to be who you are. That develops healthy self-confidence because you're being empowered by Hashem, who is giving you that gift of being yourself, of your true self. And that, together with using this habit of hearing Hashem respond, I love you, to you, when you respond back, you hear him respond back, I love you, and mention your name. You maybe even articulate that you're hearing that voice. That is very, very empowering. And what you do as best as you could is to give over this healthy self-confidence to others as well, as best as you could, to give people encouragement that and see their inner strengths and help them develop their inner strengths as best as you can. Your uniqueness allows you to see the uniqueness in others because you sense that your uniqueness comes from Hashem, who gave you that koyach. Vayipach ba'ap of Nishmas Chaim, he breathed his soul into you. So therefore, you see your uniqueness and your specialness and you look at everyone else and you recognize they have a different face, they have a different mind, they have a different heart, but it's all coming from the same one, Hashem. That Hashem is saying that that person, the one you're seeing, that looks different than you, may think differently than you, that's part of me too, and I love him too. And that creates a special Ahavas Yisrael as well. So remember that you're unique in a special way, and to build that, and to recognize that Hashem loves you. Say, I love you, Hashem, and let hear back him saying, I love you too, with your name mentioned. Bracha v'atzlacha.